Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pam's Country Time. Hope you've had a great week. And this is our 15th episode, so I'm sort of putting together a little bit of a best of the last 15 episodes. Best of the last 14 episodes. Some of the songs that I love, some of the songs that I've loved playing. So we're going to start right out the bat with, I think, an all-time classic, Will the Circle, Nine Pound Hammer by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band off Will the Circle Be Unbroken.
Where's Fad? Do you want us to move the boot back a little bit?
This thing works for playing electric, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
How can I roll?
Yeah, they're rolling, I think.
Ready to go.
Give us a cue. This 9 pound hammer, it's a little too heavy for my size. Well, for my size, I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby, but I ain't coming back. Well, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Pull your load of coal.
Pull your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll? To Harlan, it's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Now when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go?
Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Put your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go?
Roll on, buddy.
Put your load of coal.
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll? Just how can I pull when the wheels won't roll?
I do believe we got
that.
I believe that was.
Is
that fake?
Yeah. Great.
Let's get them fixed.
Now a song that's close to my heart. Open Up Your Heart and Let the Sunshine In, as sung by the Zorna Sisters, who were Arachula locals for many years, Audrey and Marjorie Zorna. Audrey is still alive, but unfortunately Marjorie passed away in 2015. She is my mum, and I used to love growing up listening to this sort of music, and if it wasn't for the incredible Mr. Billy Bode, who kept a copy and passed it back to our family, we wouldn't be hearing it. So thank you, Billy, and here we go.
Baby, I've been mighty lonesome. Baby, I've been mighty blue. And the reason for it all is plain to see. From the very first day I met you, you've been welcoming all my dreams. It's time you gave a little thought to me. Why don't you open up?
Like me, and all because my chicken.
bright. If the wedding bells never ring out, if I never do hold you tight, well, it won't be because I never tried. Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make my dreams come true. Throw away that key that's been set, tell me I'm the one that did clean. Open up your heart and let me in.
Next up, we've got the Indelible Kossoy Sisters doing Poor Ellen Smith. Wonderful old folk tune. They are joined by Mr. Eric Darling on banjo, and Eric Darling was an incredible player. He could play fiddle and banjo virtuoso level, but here he supports the Kossoy Sisters, Poor Ellen Smith.
She is sleeping in some lonesome old grave. Who had the heart and who had the brain to shoot my little darling on this cold, lonesome plain? They picked up their rifles and hunted us down. They found us alone.
Okay, a couple of local southeast Queensland lads. I'm Jevon Cole and Jan Van Dyke doing Lonesome John and You Piney Mountain. I know Jevon, known him for probably close to 30 years, and he's a wonderful musician, and as Jan Van Dyke is, but and Jevon is one of the nicest guys out.
Thank you.
And coming up, Johnny Horton with the classic Battle of New Orleans. If you're going to play a Johnny Horton song, you've got to play this one at least. Although I tell you what, North to Alaska for me is a very big second placer. Battle of New Orleans, this was released December 24, 1960. So it was a Christmas song, really.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Four of my favorite girls coming up, the Flat Mountain Girls. One of, I think, the all-time greatest bluegrass folk bands. They came from Portland, Oregon. This was recorded in 2006, 4th of November. It's their rendition of Times and Not What They Used to Be. It's a pity these guys couldn't do more in the studio. What they did was fantastic, but they do have a legacy of live stuff. So here we go. Times are not what they used to be.
Oh, the stories we tell.
Oh, times are not what they used to be. There's trouble all the time, and no one knows the inward grief of mine.
But for your sake, I go.
And following that up with a little bit of country gospel, Hank Williams, Hank Williams Sr., if you really need to know which one of the two Hanks. But 1948, I Saw the Light, I think one of the greatest, this is one of the greatest pieces of country gospel you'll ever hear.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wonder and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
One of my favorite musicians is a guy by the name of Doc Watson. If you've listened to anything that I've played, you'll hear regular dashings of Doc Watson, but this is his version of House of the Rising Sun, and I believe he's playing it far more traditionally than the version we heard from the Animals, which took on a sort of 3-4 beat as opposed to the original 4-4. Hope you like it.
Down in New Orleans, they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me. Oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. The only thing that around her ever needs is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim. Let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder, poor boy, who rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, then, fellas, they won't let me come down. Go tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
Next up, Michael Cleveland and one of the greatest fiddle players in history, Hunter Berry, and they're doing the Chicken Reel. I hope you like this one. It's a great little piece, recorded live too.
No, come on now. All right.
Is that the one?
That's it. Let me kick it off.
Thank you.
little bit more local content coming up. A guy from Armidale, LJ Hill, and this is from his Nemoy Mud album, the song Pretty Bird Tree. LJ Hill is an incredible musician. I would love to see him live one day. I wish I could. And you never know, he's still playing around the traps. But if you ever do get to see LJ Hill, I'll be very envious of you.
Up here on the slopes and plains, in the town of Narrabri, on the banks of the Nemoy River, neath the shade of the pretty bird tree. Oh, my brother Dobby died down there, neath the willows oh so cool. Now he walks with our ancestors underneath the Camilla Roy moon. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. Early on in life, I took to the booze and drank away my dreams. I watched my life flow sadly by, like teardrops down the drain. So I headed for the river and became a river rat. I'd worn out all my welcomes, no place to hang my hat. Oh, there was Cranky Frankie and Jackie Brown, Booty Man Joe Craigie and me. Then we'd lay next day like poison dogs all around the pretty bird tree. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. When the howling wind does wail on the Nemoy late at night, you can hear the old ones singing as they dance in the pale moonlight. Oh, there were many more names I can't recall, but their faces I still see. Old Whisper Smith's kind face appears as I dream of the pretty bird tree. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. I'll be home soon with the pretty bird tree.
Next up, a little quartet called Bladegrass, and they're doing a medley of reels for us. Bladegrass are a collection of incredible, fantastic musicians. I'm awed by their musicianship, and this will be a lovely 4 to 5 minutes for you.
Thank you.
coming up next, another wonderful piece of country. The Quail Is a Pretty Bird, a song from the Renderings album by Squirrel Butter. Squirrel Butter are a little unknown Seattle band. They're a duet, actually, Charlie Clinch and Charmaine Slavin. Charlie playing banjo and singing, Charmaine three-quarter guitar singing, and Charmaine also does a lot of their percussion, but by flat-footing wooden tap shoes onto a piece of wood. I'm not sure that she does that in this song, but in a lot of their other stuff, you'll hear that little sound sneaking in on the back. String Bean. He was comical, he was funny, but overall String Bean was one of the greatest country banjo players that you would ever hear. And he had that sort of downbeat sort of voice that went along with it. So his version of Good Old Mountain Dew, which is a bit of an old standard, one of his best mates, Grandpa Jones, also does a wonderful version of this song.
Down the road here from me, there's a big holly tree where they lay down a dollar or two. Where they drive round the bend and they come back and then there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up the jug with good old Mountain Dew. Got some new perfume, it's such a sweet smell of perfume. But to her surprise, when you had it out of lies, there's nothing but that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew. my uncle Artie sort of, and Shorty only measures 4'2". But you give him a pint and he thinks he's a giant of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are few. I'll chug my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Next up, we've got the Hillbilly Gypsies with a song that a lot of rural fireys can relate to, Fire on the Mountain. They're an incredibly lively act. I would love to see them live, but I don't think they've ever made it to our shores. They are from Nashville, Tennessee, and I think they're absolutely wonderful.
Well, let's get warmed up here a little bit. Let's do a little bit of Fire on the Mountain for them. You all ready?
Going to end the show with Rhonda Vincent and the Rage featuring Hunter Berry. Hunter Berry is an incredible fiddle player, as I said before. Rhonda Vincent and her band The Rage, wonderful bunch of bluegrass musicians. This is a song Hunter Berry wrote called Wow Baby, and I think it's soon to be one of the all-time fiddle greats if you're a bluegrasser.
It's one called Wow Baby. Play it, Hunter.
One, two, three, four.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed our 15th show. We'll be back on Spud FM to do a heap more. And next, I think the next big date marker for us will be our 21st show. It's always good to turn 21.